Well, when the war ended, I told you we were in southern France, southern Germany. No, we were in Czechoslovakia, rather. And then from Czechoslovakia, we went to occupy certain area in southern Germany, around the Regensburg area. Well, we had enough points. I had the five battle stars, and I had a bronze star, and so many months in service. So we went home by points. I don't know if you ever heard of it. They gave 1 point for each service, 5 points for each medal, 5 points for each combat medal. And so I had enough points to come home. And half, most of us did anyway. And they divided our division into two branches. One went to the 9th Armored Division and one to the 16th. They were going home. My division was staying in Germany as occupied troops. We didn't want to stay any longer. So they put me in with the 16th Armored, and I ended up in Marienbad, Czechoslovakia, where we were getting trains to go to Le Havre, France. And while we were there, they put us up at nice hotels in Marienbad. That was a resort. It was German and Czech. Had two names, a German name and a Czech name. But anyway, we saw a USO show. It was a Hungarian circus. Good. And I came out, and it was dark. And all the hotels looked alike, you know. And I see a kid walking in the street with American uniform on, you know, with GI clothing. So I walk over to him and I said, "Sprachen Sie Deutsch?" You know, "Do you speak German?" And he looks at me. He says, "Ich rede Yiddish echad." That means I speak Jewish too. So he looked at my map of Jerusalem. So we start talking. He was a 16-year-old kid. His name was Izzy. And he told me his story.